Bonjour, c'est Marc. I just wanted to let you know that this episode starts with a continuation of a previous episode of the series. You may remember in our border-hopping edition of En Route a few weeks ago, I was heading to the town of Sospel. So that's where we're going to start this episode, and then we'll continue on to another of the arrière-pays villages, Gorbio. C'est parti!
Bonjour et bienvenue à encore un épisode de En Route avec Coffee Break French. Welcome back. Today we are once again en route. Ce matin, je viens de me mettre en route vers Sospel. Sospel est un petit village, une petite ville dans l'arrière-pays de Menton.
Sospel is just about 12 kilometers away, but it's quite a windy road up the hills through Castellar, Castillon, and then onto Sospel. Sospel is in a particularly beautiful valley, and the town straddles the Bévéra River.
Tournez à droite, dès 2566, avenue de Sospel.
And if we're lucky, we may hear something interesting on the river, but I'll not mention any more about that just now. Allez, en route!
Alors, nous sommes bien arrivés à Sospel. We've arrived in Sospel. I've parked the car. We're going to head out and, fingers crossed, we'll hear something interesting. I was hoping we would hear that. Ce qu'on entend, ce sont les grenouilles de Sospel, the morning chorus of frogs chirping on the river Bévéra. Alors, je vais me diriger vers l'office de tourisme parce que je voudrais savoir un peu plus sur Sospel et vous pouvez venir avec.
We're going to take a wander around Sospel, get to know the area a bit better, and of course, you can come with me.
Allez, c'est parti! Et oui, nous avons pu écouter les grenouilles de la Bévéra. La Bévéra is the river that runs through Sospel. Sospel is built on both sides of the river. I'm having a look at the historical notice on Le Pont Vieux, which is something of a village emblem. In fact, it says here, emblème du village, the emblem of the village. Ce pont médiéval enjambe fièrement la rivière de la Bévéra, reliant ainsi la ville à la bourgade. Some interesting vocabulary in there. Ce pont médiéval, this medieval bridge, enjambe fièrement la rivière de la Bévéra. Enjamber means to span, when a bridge spans a river. So in this case, enjambe fièrement, proudly, la rivière de la Bévéra, the river of the Bévéra, reliant ainsi, joining in such a way, la ville à la bourgade. Linking the town to the village. So the village of Sospel and the town of Sospel, historically, two separate areas, but now, of course, all seen as Sospel. Now, there's some more information here and lots of dates. Let's see if we can identify what happened on each of the dates. Il fut bâti au début du XIIIe siècle, sans doute en bois, puis reconstruit en pierre en 1522. Détruit en partie en octobre 1944, lors de la retraite allemande, il fut classé monument historique en 1947, puis reconstruit à l'identique en 1952 sous la direction du service des monuments historiques.
So, it was built in the 13th century, without doubt, in wood, it was built from wood,
puis reconstruit en pierre en 1522.
And then it was rebuilt in stone in, did you get the date?
1522. Détruit en partie en octobre 1944, lors de la retraite allemande. So partly destroyed in October 1944 during the German retreat. Il fut classé monument historique en 1947. It was classified as a historical monument in 1947. Puis reconstruit à l'identique, and then it was reconstructed identically en 1952. So in 1952, sous la direction du service des monuments historiques, under the direction of the service of the historical monuments. Voilà. It goes on. Point de passage obligé situé sur la route du sel. So it's an obligatory passageway on the route du sel. People had to come through this way. Il est le seul pont à péage existant dans les Alpes-Maritimes. So it's the only toll bridge à péage, means by toll. It's the only toll bridge existant dans les Alpes-Maritimes. Existing, or that existed in the Alpes-Maritimes. Et voilà. Alors, j'ai parlé avec quelqu'un qui habite à Sospel. Bonjour, madame.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Vous êtes de Sospel?
Oui, je suis de Sospel.
Alors, dites-nous, qu'est-ce qu'il y a à Sospel pour les visiteurs?
Alors, pour les visiteurs, il y a en priorité de la randonnée, à pied, bien sûr, en montagne, dans le parc du Mercantour, qui est très, très réputé dans la région, hein. Un parc national, de réserve animalière et pour les végétaux également. Et il y a aussi l'avantage de pouvoir se rendre à la mer en un quart d'heure. Donc, on vit entre mer et montagne.
C'est super. Mais par contre, pour se rendre à la mer, la route n'est pas tout à fait facile.
Oui, mais il faut prendre son temps, surtout si on est en vacances. Voilà.
Très bien. Bon, merci beaucoup et bonne continuation, madame.
Merci à vous d'être venu visiter notre beau pays.
Sospel is also very well known for les façades peintes en trompe-l'œil. Now, these are the trompe-l'œil façade, the painted buildings made to look like they have windows and shutters and balconies and so on. Now, I'll explain a little more about this from our leaflet here. It says, les maisons aux façades peintes en trompe-l'œil possèdent de riches décors de la fin du 19e siècle et du début du 20e siècle. So the houses, les maisons aux façades peintes, with the painted facades, en trompe-l'œil. Oh, this is the literally trick the eye. So tromper, to trick, trompe-l'œil. They are tricking the eye. Possèdent de riches décors. They have some rich decor de la fin du 19e siècle et du début du 20e siècle. From the end of the 19th and the start of the 20th century. Ces décors, peints par des artisans italiens, étaient beaucoup moins coûteux que la réalisation de façades sculptées. So let's see if we can work this one out. These decors, these paintings, painted by Italian artists, étaient beaucoup moins coûteux, they were much less costly, que la réalisation de façades sculptées. Than making actual sculpted facades. So it was easier to paint them to look as if they were sculpted rather than actually creating the sculpture work itself.
Elles ont pour la plupart été restaurées dans les années 90 par le fresquiste Giuseppe.
The majority of them were restored in the 90s by the fresco artist Seppa, or Ceppa. We don't know whether he's Italian or French. Now, given its location, Sospel is a fantastic place for cyclists. We've spoken to quite a number of cyclists through the different episodes of En Route, and today was no exception. So I spoke to a group of cyclists who were having a coffee break themselves at a cafe just before I left Sospel. Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour.
Vous allez bien?
Très bien.
Alors, dites-nous, vous êtes venu à vélo?
Oui, nous venons de Monaco.
Donc, vous êtes arrivé ici à Sospel de Monaco à vélo?
C'est ça, par le col de Castillon.
Et il faut combien de temps pour y arriver à vélo?
Nous avons mis 1h50, il y en a, ils sont meilleurs, ils mettent 1h30.
Bah, très bien, hein. Et donc, vous aimez habiter à Monaco?
On y habite pour le travail, et puis oui, on aime bien y habiter quand même.
Et vous êtes de Monaco de souche, quoi?
Non, pas du tout. Il y a un Breton avec moi, il y a un Niçois, et moi je suis de l'Ardèche.
Très bien. Est-ce que vous préférez la Côte d'Azur en été ou en hiver?
Les deux sont différentes. L'été, c'est bien parce que bon, le temps est là. Après, il y a beaucoup de monde. Et l'hiver, il y a moins de monde et fait moins beau, mais bon, on en profite quand même.
Et vous, monsieur?
Bah pareil, nous on est venus, on a profité un petit peu du beau temps qui arrive, là, la saison d'été qui commence, pour venir faire des petits tours à vélo dans l'arrière-pays, parce que l'hiver il fait un peu froid, mais on a d'autres activités. L'hiver on fait du ski, on fait du parapente, on fait des choses comme ça.
Il y a de tout ici.
Oui, c'est ça qui est bien dans notre région, c'est qu'on peut tout faire. Même au mois d'avril, on peut faire du ski le matin et aller se baigner l'après-midi. C'est pas une blague, hein. C'est vrai.
C'est génial. Merci beaucoup.
De rien.
Au mois d'avril, on peut faire du ski le matin et aller se baigner l'après-midi. So you can be skiing in the morning and then in the afternoon be swimming in the Mediterranean. Alors ce matin, moi j'ai pas fait du ski, j'ai été à Sospel, j'ai visité Sospel. Et cet après-midi, je vais à un autre village dans l'arrière-pays mentonnais. Et ce village s'appelle Gorbio, où j'ai rendez-vous avec quelqu'un de très intéressant. Donc, c'est parti, en route. We are in Gorbio today, and I am speaking to a very interesting lady. Bonjour, Julie.
Bonjour, Marc. Très contente. Voilà.
D'accord, tu peux nous expliquer un petit peu le village de Gorbio.
OK. Le village de Gorbio, c'est vers 15 km de Monaco et vers 10 km de Menton. C'est un village perché et c'est un village médiéval. Et c'est un village que j'adore. Parce qu'il n'est pas un village plein de maisons secondaires qui est vide en hiver. Ça, c'est vraiment un village habité. Il y a 300 inhabitants, how do you say that?
Habitants.
Habitants, 300 habitants dans le vieux village. Et vers 1000 dans le reste du village et en bas dans la commune. Ça, c'est pas grand, c'est 1300, c'est tout. Mais c'est plein d'enfants. Nous avons deux écoles. Une école ici, dans le village, et une autre dans la vallée.
Très bien.
Obviously, I needed coffee break French when I first came to France, but unfortunately, it didn't exist at the time.
Not at the time.
So I plodded on. Yeah.
Now, just to explain to our listeners, Julie has asked me specifically to correct her if she makes any mistakes. And in your French there, which was excellent, you explained the village very well, but you did say something that very many learners do wrongly. And that is, you said, c'est un village qui j'adore.
Ah oui. So, il est un village que j'adore.
Que j'adore, voilà.
Okay.
And you realize why it's que j'adore?
Well, j'imagine qui c'est pour une personne et que c'est pour quelque chose, je ne sais pas vraiment.
I
should be now speaking English.
That's okay.
I do get in a muddle. Okay, qui is like who. So you would say of this village that I adore and not who I adore, I suppose. Is that correct? I have no idea.
Not quite. It's all to do with what follows.
Right.
Because you've got, c'est un village que j'adore. The next word is je.
Ah, okay.
And if the next word is je or tu or il or elle, yeah, or a person or a place,
yeah,
then it has to be que because it means that. It's,
yes,
a village that I love.
Okay.
However, if it were, c'est un village qui se trouve à côté de Menton.
Ah bon?
In that situation, the thing that follows is the verb.
Okay.
Albeit a reflexive verb there,
okay,
se trouve.
Okay.
Donc c'est un village qui est à côté de Menton, qui,
okay,
est à 10 kilomètres,
okay,
de Menton.
Okay. I mean, I understand. I probably forget, but I understand.
And the fact is, of course, you're living your life here. When you speak French, people understand
well,
you.
They all think, you know, they laugh at me, you know, which is good.
I went on to ask Julie what she spends most of her time doing now.
Photography.
And that's actually how I discovered you. I found your Menton Daily Photo.
Yes.
Now, talking of your photography, yeah, in addition to your websites, I believe you're also working on a book.
I am actually working on two books. But the one that I'm concentrating on at the moment is the one about dogs. And I don't just photograph cute dogs or dogs, but a photograph to me must tell a story. It must have an emotion. And also, I've been working for a long time on a book about my village, not a picture post. Of course, there'll be some pretty pictures. Of course there will. It's a beautiful village. But it follows the daily lives of people who live in the village seen from the point of view of an English woman who's found her forever home. You know, this is where I'm going to live until I die. And I just love it. And I love the people. And there we are. You've been so welcoming.
Do you think part of that welcome is also to do with the fact that you're really making an effort with your French?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to try. And I don't think it matters how many mistakes you make. I mean, I make mistakes now. You should have heard me 15 years ago. I mean, it was a joke. I knew so little. But somehow I got by and people were so, so kind. I think people love it when you love their life and you let them know you love their life.
These are very wise words. It's actually something that I feel is part of why I do Coffee Break French and Coffee Break Spanish and so on, because I have always loved the cultures of the countries that I've been able to visit. Yeah. And it's that desire to share it in a way as a compliment to the people who are living that life.
Absolutely.
Now, at the moment, we are in the very early part of summer. We're really late spring, and it's pretty quiet. There are a few walkers. There are some cyclists who pass by earlier on. Does Gorbio get busier than this?
When it gets crazy busy is when we have our fêtes and festivals. My favourite fête is La Fête de Limas. Now, limas actually translates as slug, but I believe it's an Occitan word, and it means snail. And it's held in June, and the whole village is lit with empty snail shells and little wicks, and all the lights are turned off, and the priest walks through the village blessing all the houses. It is incredibly difficult to photograph, because it's dark.
Yes.
There is not a light in the village. But it is magical, quite magical. There are three altars set up, one under the tree, one at the top of the village, and then there is, in fact, a kind of maison de maître at the top of the village, and they have a little chapel, and they open their chapel on the day. That's very moving. It's very nice.
Julie, you have given us so many wonderful stories of your life here in Gorbio, and I am absolutely certain that our listeners are going to really enjoy this episode. Thank you so much. Merci infiniment.
You're very welcome. I mean, I just think people should just do it. Never, don't say no in life. Say yes. And, you know, all those opportunities awaken for you. And if you don't speak very well, it doesn't matter. And just don't be frightened, because people love it when you have a go, don't they?
They do.
You know, they do. Thank you, Mark.
I am very grateful to Julie for taking time out of her day to have a coffee break with me. Merci beaucoup. Now, Jilly had many more stories, and we've actually included the full conversation with Jilly in our bonus materials for this episode. So if you already use the premium version of En Route, you'll be able to find those bonus materials in the Coffee Break Academy, of course. If not, if you've not signed up for that yet, then head to coffeebreaktravels.com, where you'll be able to find out more information. Of course, there's a full transcript of the entire episode with all the French written out with vocabulary and so on to help you understand everything. And there's also some video footage from Sospel in this episode's bonus materials. That's it for this episode of En Route. We'll be back next time with our penultimate episode in the series, and we hope you're looking forward to that. Merci beaucoup comme d'habitude et à la prochaine. Au revoir. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.